Welcome to the Mendocino County Fire Safe Council podcast. We hope this series will help you learn how to survive and thrive in a wildfire-prone environment. Today we'll hear from Shane Lampkin, who just joined CAL FIRE's Mendocino unit as the new battalion chief for the Public Information Officer and EMS Coordinator. He's in charge of CAL FIRE's local social media and email list, alerting the public to any incidents as well as vegetation management projects.
Tell me a little bit about your history with CAL FIRE and where you've been.
I've been in the fire service for over 20 years now. I've worked in four different administrative units. This is my fourth. Before this, I worked in the Shasta Trinity unit. I was a captain at a fire station. Also managed a hand crew and worked in the training bureau. I was also an engineer in the Shasta Trinity unit working at a station up in Burney. Before that, I worked a season or a year down in Riverside County as an engineer. I've also worked in the Tehama Glen unit as an engineer and a firefighter. I've also worked for other departments, the U.S. Forest Service. I've worked for a local department back at home, which is the Shasta Lake Fire Protection District. Got my feet into the program going through the Shasta College Fire Academy. I've been doing this ever since 2002, and I'm excited to keep doing this for the next 10 to 15 years.
How long have you been here?
I've been here since the week of Christmas.
Lampkin wasn't here for much of 2024, but he reported that last year CAL FIRE conducted 31 fuels reduction projects, completing over 5,000 acres. Almost half of that was accomplished through broadcast or prescribed burns. The rest was done by crews using chainsaws and either chipping the brush or burning the piles of vegetation when conditions are conducive to controlled burns. A newly appointed prescribed fire battalion chief, Kevin Ryan, will coordinate the broadcast burns in the upcoming year. But Lampkin notes that these projects are complicated.
We have a lot of moving parts that are involved with this. We've got to meet with landowners and get approval to burn on their land. We have weather that gets involved. We have to make sure that the burning conditions are going to warrant a successful burn. We can't really get out there and burn while it's raining, while the humidities are high, because the fire just doesn't want to carry. We have to find that perfect window where we have dry fuels, but not so dry that it's going to cause a hazard. And then we also have to have perfect wind.
In addition to perfect weather, the burn has to coincide with a moment that is just right for the landowner and the availability of CAL FIRE resources.
We're trying to get these broadcast burns done at a time where it's right at the edge of a fire season. And sometimes fire season comes a little bit quicker than expected.
CAL FIRE aims to keep all wildfires under 10 acres, though some did exceed that acreage last year. In July, the Mina fire near Covelo grew to 98 acres and led to the year's first human fatality in a wildfire. Later that month, the Grange fire in Anderson Valley got up to 90 acres. No one died in that blaze, though one family did lose their home. But Lampkin said a lot of the fires were contained early.
Last year, the unit ran 127 fires. We had huge success last year of keeping our fires relatively small, squashing them as soon as we can, and the crew's doing great work out there.
So let's move into the upcoming year. I know that last year Chief Gunn was really enthusiastic about doing a lot of prescribed burns, but what else is on the docket for CAL FIRE in Mendocino County this year?
We started off the year pretty strong. We've already hired back over 85 firefighters to staff 10 fire engines and two crews. These firefighters are going to be used to start the season early. And with starting the season early, we're going to have a lot more boots on the ground for our fuels reduction projects and our vegetation management projects, our broadcast burns. There's more people involved, and it'll help with the planning on getting these projects done in a timely manner, especially if we're trying to meet those deadlines in between weather windows. This is crucial to our efforts of getting these projects done. We have a desire to make this place better and to protect it with all that we can, with the fire prevention efforts of fuels reduction, of the broadcast burn. We're here to make sure that our communities are safe.
And you mentioned you were part of a strike team that went down to LA. Can you talk a little bit about the local presence in that historic fire?
I went down as a heavy equipment boss. My task down there was to guide private dozers into putting fire line around the fire. We did send multiple engines down, multiple crews. We sent our helicopter down. We sent over 50 personnel to help support either administratively or boots on the ground fighting fire. This county showed a great presence down in Southern California to help the people that were in need. And we expect that for the people of California. Like, when if there's a significant fire in this area, we're going to do what we can to draw resources in to help this area out. We don't want to see a fire like that in this community, but if there's potential for it, we're going to make sure that we're ready.
Anyone interested in following CAL FIRE on social media or signing up for email alerts can type Linktree CAL FIRE MEU into their browser. Thanks for tuning in to the Mendocino County Fire Safe Council podcast.